Hi everyone, my name is Esther and you are listening to the Seeds of Resistance podcast. On today's episode, I will be discussing a powerful grassroots organization that you may not have heard of but whose work is meaningful in the world today. The organization that I will be talking about is called La Via Campesina, or LVC as I will be referring to during this episode. They are an international movement that is made up of over 200 million peasants, migrant farm workers, small-scale farmers, women, and indigenous people, to just name a few. On their official website, they call themselves La Via Campesina, or an international peasants movement. According to Cambridge Dictionary, a peasant is a person who owns and rents a small piece of land and grows crops, keeps animals, etc. on it, especially one who has a low income, very little education, and no social position. This is usually used of someone who lived in the past or of someone in a poor country. The word peasant is known as a derogatory statement, which LVC wanted to change. They focus on the word campesina, or peasant in English, as an honorary title. The focus was on the fact that peasants have a meaningful and close sense of belonging to the land that they cultivate on. According to Oscar Castaneda, a senior vice president of HEFER's America's programs, he states that campesinos are rural producers who work small plots with the family in constituting most or all of the labor, and often do not own land of their own. La Via Campesina translates to the peasant's way and was founded in 1993, just a little over 32 years ago, at a conference in Belgium. Members of the conference were discussing the Uruguay round of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, or GATT, which included a discussion around agriculture and food as part of the negotiations. Those members understood that with the creation of the GATT Act and the World Trade Organization, they would together represent a shift towards a market-driven economy instead of national economies. They all agreed that an emphasis on neoliberalism would make national governments harm the programs that help peasants and farmers be able to make progress. Neoliberalism focuses both on the economic and political policy models, also seeking to change control from the public to private sector. Overall, and favors private enterprise and limited government spending and government regulation. There are a few critics when it comes to neoliberalism. They include worsening inequality and increasing poverty, cutting social programs which would have been funded by government spending, and harming workers' rights, which are the reasons why LVC are against it. Those government-funded programs consist of helping peasants and other marginalized groups by securing the possibility of small-scale farming and advancing sustainable production for consumption, and by overall contributing to food sovereignty as a whole. LVC's ultimate goal is focusing on food sovereignty. According to their website, they define food sovereignty as the rights of peoples to healthy and agriculturally appropriate food produced through ecologically sound and sustainable methods, and their right to define their own food and agricultural systems. It puts the aspiration and needs of those who produce, distribute, and consume food at the heart of food systems and policies, rather than the demands of markets and corporations. It defends the interests and inclusion of the next generation. It offers a strategy to resist and dismantle the current corporate trade and food regime, and directions for food, farming, pastoral, and fishery systems determined by local producers and users. Food sovereignty emphasizes local and national food systems, empowering small-scale farmers, fishers, and pastoralists to sustainably produce, distribute, and consume food. It supports fair trade, just incomes, consumer control over nutrition, and the rights of food producers to manage natural resources. It also promotes social equality and opposes oppression across gender, race, class, and generations. LVC had two major declarations concerning food sovereignty. The first one was in 1996 at a World Food Summit. This is where they first started using the phrase food sovereignty, Before then, it had a very limited use. Over time, social movements and civil society refined the concept. Recognizing food sovereignty as a collective right shifted global understanding of poverty and hunger, challenging the previously dominant, limited concept of food security. I meant food sovereignty. The second declaration was titled the Declaration of Niilini, which took place in 2007. More than 500 representatives from more than 80 countries from around the world gathered in Mali to discuss the important term of food sovereignty. The title of the summit, Niilini, pays tribute to peasant women from Mali. Overall, these two summits were places of debate and conversation surrounding food sovereignty. A way in which LVC focuses on food sovereignty is urging that the United Nations creates a new framework towards food sovereignty. These include: prioritize local and regional production before export. Allow the countries and unions to protect themselves from too low-priced imports. Permit public aids to farmers, provided these are not intended directly or indirectly to export at low prices. And lastly, guarantee stable agricultural prices at an international level through international agreements of supply management. While addressing food sovereignty is La Via Campesina's ultimate goal, they have a few others which are important to discuss in this episode. They also focus on agroecology, peasant and migrant farmers' rights, small-scale farming, land and water as a basic right, environmental justice, and social justice. For example, in Pakistan on April 13th of this year, peasant unions across Pakistan, led by the Pakistan Kisan Rabita Committee, or PKRC, organized nationwide protests against the government's $3.3 billion Green Pakistan Initiative. This program aims, or so it says so, to convert uncultivated land into industrial farms using advanced technologies. However, the peasant union argues that it facilitates corporate land grabs, displacing thousands of small-scale farmers despite court orders recognizing their land rights. They demand fair crop prices, criticizing the government's move to liberalize the wheat market, which has previously led to price crashes. The unions call for genuine agrarian reforms, including equitable land distribution to landless peasants, women, and youth, and overall support for agroecological farming practices. This is a firm example of advocating for land rights and small-scale farmers. An article titled "Peasants Belong on Farms, Not in Prisons," released South Korean peasant leader Hyun Jin-hee immediately caught my attention on La Via Campesina's website. This article highlights an incident which occurred on March 27, 2025. Hyun Jin-hee, leader of the Jeju Daecheong branch of the Korean Women Peasants Association, was sentenced, which stemmed from an earlier incident on March 4th, 2023, where she participated in a press conference outside of the prison protesting the detention of a progressive activist. During a police attempt to disperse the gathering, a scuffle ensued. La Via Campesina condemned her imprisonment as an unjust application of the law in that silencing peasant voices. They highlighted that her detention violates freedoms of thought, expression, and association. The organization demands her immediate release, asserting that her actions were a legitimate exercise of rights against state oppression. They emphasize that peasants belong on farms, not in prisons, and call for justice and equality under the law. This instance is an example of advocating for social justice and peasant and migrant farmers' rights. With these examples that I talked about, you can see that La Via Campesina is a powerful social, cultural, and political organization advocating for many issues across the globe. So why should you care, and what can you do? Globalize the struggle, globalize the hope has been the long-time slogan for this organization, fully encompassing what they stand for. While this might have been your first look into this powerful organization, you were a valuable asset in promoting food sovereignty, peasant rights, agroecology, and social justice. You were called on to resist the mainstream and find alternatives. You were called on turning away from capitalism, neoliberalism ideas, and colonialism. The most powerful thing that you can do is focus on building a community with one collective goal, as LVC did. This call to action is rooted in the principles of collective agency and community resilience, or CACR, as we discussed in class. La Via Campesina reminds us that real change doesn't come from the top. It comes from the ground up. Collective agency is the belief that communities, especially those who work the land, have the power to organize, resist, and change the systems that oppress them. These communities reject the idea that there's only one way forward. Instead, they choose to build systems rooted in care, land stewardship, and justice. CACR renames the resistance of land-based, working-class movements against both ecological collapse and social oppression. It shows how organizations like La Via Campesina are not only defending their rights, but are actively leading the charge against environmental destruction, capitalist exploitation, and neocolonial control. Through prolific or transformative politics, these communities do more than resist. They reimagine a world where everyone, including those that did not have a voice in political discussions, will be able to be heard. They cultivate many futures at once, all rooted in local knowledge, cultural survival, and shared autonomy. These politics invite us to move beyond the dominant systems and turn towards alternatives grounded in collective action, dignity, and hope. LVC hopes for one day that there will be an economy that is not centered around finances and intangible goods, but instead of focused around the people of this world. You are not separate from the struggle, you are part of it. Whether you grow food, you educate others, ask difficult questions, or organize for justice, you are helping globalize the hope, which is what LVC does through actionable things. That hope is a powerful form of resistance.